السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Afa afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 54, Suratul Qamar, and verses number 9 to verse number 12. From today's lesson, we will find almost till the ending of the surah, the chapter, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is telling us about the prophets and their nations and generations of the past, and how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in various ways decimated, annihilated them, that is the enemies of the message and the messengers. So remember, the Quran Sharif teaches us in Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, dedicated to your Joseph, peace be upon him. The last verse, chapter 12 and verse 111, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In these events and incidents and episodes, there are lessons to be learned. But who will take the lesson? The true intellectuals and intelligent people. So Almighty Allah is warning us, and you can see the turmoil in the world today with all our gadgets and sophisticated things and machinery. But you see, the world today is more corrupt than ever. So let us read today about Nabi Nuh, Noah and the Ark. Nuh alayhi salatu salam and the Safina. So he, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, his Nami, Ismi Grami, honorable name, is mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran. And one entire chapter, chapter 71, is dedicated to this mighty, mighty messenger. And it is chapter 71 and it comprises 28 verses. Your son is born, keep his name Nuh. Your daughter is born, keep her name Nuha, N-U-H-A, or H-A-H also is fine. It means the person who will console, the person who will cry with you during your time of difficulty, your time of calamities and catastrophes and disaster. He will be there to console you and to grant you a shoulder and assistance as well. So every Nabi, every Prophet's name has a great powerful meaning as well. Chapter 54 and verse number 9 is our starting point today. كَذَّبَتْ قَبَلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ. So before them, the mushrikeen and polytheists and idol worshippers of Makkah, in the generations and the years and thousand years before that, قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ, they were the people and the nation of Noah. فَكَذَّبُوا أَبْدَنَا, hence فَاي تَعْقِيب, hence subsequently they rejected أَبْدَنَا, our beloved servant, our beloved slave, and that is Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. He was beloved to all Almighty Allah. وَقَالُوا, and they said, So when they cannot win the argument, then there is character assassination and personal diatribe, and people will try and now divert the argument in the different way. Today, when you see who are the real terrorists, so the whole world knows the biggest terrorists are America and Israel and all these people here. So that is, but they will turn the argument the other way around, as these people did. So what did they tell their people regarding Noah? وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونُ وَزْدُجِرُ They said he's insane, he's mad. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. وَزْدُجِرُ And they insulted him and threatened him. How they insulted him? When he came to them, they inserted their fingers in their ears. They would take their clothing and cover their faces. We don't want to see you, we don't want to hear you, and we fed up of you. Imagine that is how they treated the mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who stayed in their midst. Quran says, فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا That he stayed there in their midst for 950 years. And how many people embrace Islam? Only 80 or maximum 82 people. So see in Surah Nuh, chapter 71, and verse number 8 and so forth, and 9, so you'll see. He says, Ya Allah, chapter 71, verses 7, 8, and 9. Ya Allah, I call them, so they embrace the truth and you can forgive them. But جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا They inserted their fingers in their ears. They covered their faces with their clothing and garments, and they persisted and continued with the rejection, and the pride and arrogance of theirs increased. I call them, Ya Allah, individually. I call them loudly. I call them softly. I call them in all different ways, but they would not accept, Ya Allah. Go read the Noble Quran, chapter 71, verses 7, 8, and 9, and 10, and so forth, and it carries on. So Almighty Allah is teaching us how a Nabi and the people of truth invite humanity, but that pride and that ego becomes the obstacle and impediment. Now the Nabi cries, he begs, and he turns to Almighty Allah, O human being, for me and you. Sometimes we have our own challenges, our own problems. You feel that everybody is turning against you. Your family is turning against you. Your colleagues are turning against you. Your own children are turning against you. Then what do you do? But you know deep down in the inner recesses of your heart that you are speaking the truth and what you are saying is correct. At that juncture, you should be turning more and more to Allah, and you should be reading this dua. Chapter 54, verse number 10. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ And he, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, he cried, he petitioned him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And what did he say? أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ Oh Allah, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed. The enemies are too many. The opponents are so much. And now they're threatening me. They are insulting me. They're doing everything possible to harm me. فَانْتَصِرْ You defend me, you assist me, you help me, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So when you are in dire straits, O human being today, you are there in Palestine, you are there in Syria, Libya, you are there, you must remember, in Kashmir, in India, you are there in other places where you're being really oppressed and people are transgressing upon you. So read, Rabbi Anni Maghloobun Fantasir. You will read, Rabbi Anni. So, oh my beloved Allah, that I am overpowered, overwhelmed. You defend me, you assist me. And Nabi cries, and same time, Almighty Allah sends his punishment. How did Almighty Allah send his punishment? فَفَتَحْنَا بُوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ فَفَهَنْسْ فَا فَاهِ التَّعْقِيبِ Consequently, subsequently, as a result, فَفَتَّحْنَا, Almighty Allah is one and alone. But various places in the Noble Quran, Almighty Allah uses the collective, the plural, to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty. And when you study linguistics and Semitic languages, Arabic and Hebrew and Yiddish and Syriac, and all this fall under the category of Semitic languages, you will know, for respect's sake also, that the plural is used. Hence Almighty Allah says, consequently, فَفَتَحَنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ, hence we open the doors of the skies. So everything above our head is the skies. The clouds were formed, and they opened, and they opened. What happened? بِمَاءٍ مُنَهَمِرٍ, and it started raining, tsunami, floods. How long did it last? We find that there are two groups of ulama. Some ulama say that the flood and the torrential rain continued for 40 consecutive days, started on the 1st of Zulhijjah and ended on the 10th of Muharram Ashura. So that is what some ulama and commentators say. Others say no, and the hadith is in Musnad Ahmad as well. It started on the 1st of Rajab, and for 6 months torrential rain, and it ended on 10th Muharram, so 6 months and 10 days. So Allah wa alam, Allah Jalla wa ala knows best, but it was such floods, you must remember. And Allah Ta'ala says, بِذُنُوبِهِمْ, because of their vices, cause and effect, sabab and musabab. So that is what happens when me and you keep on committing vices and sins, then we are inviting the wrath, the anger, the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And this shows, a Nabi cried in the land of Palestine, and that is the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, chapter 29 and verse 30. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsidin. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him, against the gay community and homosexuals. And Lut alayhi salatu salam said, Ya Allah, you assist me against them. And Allah Jalla Wala sent him the archangel Gabriel. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu salam pick up that land of Sodom and Gomorrah and smash it to the earth. And what happens? فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا, it becomes the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. Kudrat ka karishma. In 1 second, Almighty Allah can decimate, destroy all these jutlas and haramis and terrorists. Allah can destroy, if He wants to, the whole of America and the Republican Party and the Democrats and so forth. That is Kudrat-e-Ilahi, the divine power, if He wants to. And we beg Almighty Allah to punish all these super terrorists so the world can see now. So now from the skies, from the clouds, remember the torrential rain started coming. And then from the land and the sand, simultaneously, وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونَا, and we let it open in the land and sand, all the springs. Uyun, the plural of Aynun. So the springs also started gushing forth. You see here also the plural. And that is the royal pronoun, Allah stamping His authority, majesty and sovereignty. Uyuna, so from the sky is the rain, and from the bottom the water gushing out from the springs. And now they both meeting. فَالْتَقَ الْمَا, so the water is meeting from the top and the bottom. عَلَىٰ أَمْرِين, on a matter. قَدَ قُدِير, that was already preordained. تَقْدِير, تَقْدِير is what Allah has decreed. It will not happen according to your degrees. How many people in South Africa, in the world, with degrees can't even find a job, cannot even work in a hospital, but they're sitting with their degrees of, I'm a doctor, I'm a specialist, I'm so forth and so on. And people who never saw a high school remember that, but they are millionaires and billionaires. So you see, that is Kudrat ka Karishma. the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So these are two powerful du'as and very, very effective. Whenever you feel that your family, your friends are turning against you, you leave them. Don't tell them anything. Hamara mamla to Allah ke saath hai. We will turn more and more to Allah and say, Rabbi, O my Allah, my sustainer, my nourisher, my provider. Anni maghloobun fantasir. You are the one, Ya Allah, that you know my condition better than I know it myself. I'm overpowered, overwhelmed. You defend me, you assist me, Ya Allah. What a powerful, potent dua and supplication. Chapter 54, verse 10. And then when people are troubling you, your neighbors, your employer, your children, or whoever, they go and dump you in the old age home. So you as a father, mother, read Surah 29, chapter 29, and Surah Ankabut, the spider, and verse number 33, Rabbin surni ala al-qawmil mufsidin. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, that he was there in Sodom and Gomorrah, and he saw what his people did, like today's modern day world. Adam and Eve Allah created, but these haramis, they say no. Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, not Adam and Madam, they want to do the same gender business. And they tell you that's a human rights issue. Go to hell with your human rights. It's not worth the paper on which is written for us as Muslims. We need to be very clear on these issues here. So that is how Almighty Allah decreed, and their destruction took place. One more point on this. How did Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam know that the floods are about to start? The deluge and the tufan. You see, we have tufan al-Aqsa. So now Hamas is now taking on Israel, America, and India, and Britain, and Europe, and Germany, and so many countries, and the Arab tanpod dictators also. Now they're learning big, big lessons, all of them, the haramis. So we must be very clear that how Almighty Allah. If you go to Kufa, you will see one tanur, you will see one stove like there. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in the noble Quran, that you, O Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Noah, when you see wafarat tanur, when the bubbles start there in that tanur, in that stove and so forth, Hatta idha jaa amruna, so much when our command comes. Wafarat tanur qul nahmil fiha min kullin zawjain ithnain. When that bubble starts, then you and everyone you're going to take with you, the believers and the animals and all in pairs, male and female, that's the time you must embark your ark. You must enter into your safina, and the rest to stay behind. Allah will decimate them, destroy them, annihilate them. Surah chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse number 40. وَمَا آمَنَ مَأَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Very few people brought iman, 80 people. Chapter 11, verse 40, that was the starting point. So now you stay there, and wastawat al-Judi. And when you reach Mount Judi, that's in Iraq, so then you must disembark. So it shows, Allah showed them the starting point, and Allah showed them the ending point. Whether it was 40 days consecutively, or whether it was 6 months and 10 days. So they are both opinions. But the aim here is this, that Almighty Allah will always destroy and decimate his enemy. For the Muslim, when things are going good, because that community, those family, has iman, they have amal salih, the righteous deeds, and they have the correct creed, and remember the invoking and begging Almighty Allah, then Almighty Allah states, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We will open the doors, remember, of barakah and blessing from the heavens and the skies, and from the land and the sand as well. So that is the promise of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, when we have true iman and taqwa and piety and so forth. Chapter number 7 and verse number 96. But when this ummah conveniently selective amnesia. In Ramadan, we want to be super Muslims. Friday, we want to be super Muslims. 12 Rabiul Awwal, we want to be good Muslims. But then the long weekend comes, then the holidays come, all hell breaks loose then. Then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, what happens to these people here? فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Hence, when they forget all the advices that were given to them, then فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Yeah, the word is used, but the word barakah is not mentioned. We open the doors for them. We give them the oil. We give them the dollars. We give them power. All these things here. But because they're still not interested, hatta so much. إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. When they are happy and proud and they are arrogant also with what they have been given, suddenly we seize them, whether it be Qatar or whether it be any other country. So we seize them. You the haramis, you want to give them one trillion. You gave them a plane and so forth. So today they showed you their true colors. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Then suddenly now they lose hope. So this is how. So the first one is called barakah, when Allah gives us. And the second one is called muhula. Allah gives you respite and then the punishment comes. Chapter number 6, and that is Surah An'am and verse 44. What can we tell you about the glory, the beauty, the style and the diction of the noble Quran? Allahumma ij'alna min al-ashiqeen, min al-fa'izeen. Allah make us of the lovers of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the wahyay, the true wahi and revelation, and then the fiqhul islami, the Islamic jurisprudence, which is derived from the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. And may all my dunya wal akhirah in this world and in the year after. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is 17th Rabiul Awwal 1447, day 705. That is in Ghazza al Mubarakah. Yesterday also one Appa, she's teaching somewhere. So she said, Gaza. So I said, Appa, you don't hear the programs. So she said, I hear. I said, didn't I tell you, you're a Appa, you're a Muallim, Muallima. How can you be using the word Gaza? Gaza all that is the Kuffar way, is a non-Muslim way. Say Al-Ghazza, or just say Ghazza. Fiha al-mubarak, fiha al-baraka, fiha al-rahma, fiha al-nusra. That's 705 days. And yet we're standing, you see, with our leadership. We are Hamas. We're very proud about it. Remember that. One settler, one bullet. Remember that. And straight to hell. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally. Say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 5 juttas killed. They come with their tanks. You see that? And our brothers go there. And they just put one small little, you understand, bomb or hand grenade or whatever they put. And when they start popping up their heads, remember that's the time our people attack. Yesterday, last night, I sent it out. You must remember that. So Netanyahu, remember the biggest terrorist and the biggest threat to the world Jewry, to the world's Jews. Remember that. So you will never get peace with him there at the helm and at leading Israel to disaster and inshallah to total defeat and so forth. In the past 48, 50 hours, attack who? They attack Syria, attack Lebanon, attack Tunisia, attack Qatar, you must remember, and attack Yemen. So they feel they can attack anybody they want to. So remember that is Israel. But yet they will say we are the victim. That is the haramis, the swines, the pigs, the monkeys and donkeys and dogs. And that is Quran's term for all of them. You must remember Allah uses these words for them. Chapter number 5, verse number 60, and chapter number 62, verse number 5. And Allah Ta'ala says that those people who went against Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. They're just like a dog, you must remember that. So that is So now in the Haaretz newspaper, they wrote a nice article. They said he called himself Mr. Security, but Netanyahu, the war criminal, is Mr. Death. He's bringing more mayhem and chaos here to us. Qatar in big problems. So now, yesterday afternoon at around 10 to 4, so Israel came with 10 missiles, $1 million, and they attacked them. One aim, to finish up and murder and kill the leadership of the Hamas. They failed miserably. Almighty Allah humiliated Israel once more, humiliated, remember, America once more, and the Hamas leadership continues. So yes, they kill 6 people, they say 5, but Al Jazeera say 6, so they know better, it happened there. So remember that these are the junior members, but for us, they are important members. Allah accept their martyrdom and shahadat, but the leadership is still intact and so forth and so on. So what are the lessons you learn from there? You see Saudi Arabia, you Qatar, you United Arab Emirates, you bootlicking the Americans. You went to give them $1 trillion, and you Qatar gave him, Trump, a big massive jumbo jet and plane, licking their backsides. That's what you did. And you thought you will get security. You thought you will get izzat and honor. Remember, there's no izzat and honor when licking the backsides of our enemies. You have to make peace with Almighty Allah. You have to ask Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, keeping the American troops there. I have to agree with George Galloway. George Galloway say, what is Qatar? Qatar is just a small little gas station. You see that? So you think all these Arab tinpot dictators, they think America will bring them peace and bring them security. King Faisal, he was a great person, but 2-3 mistakes he made were terrible, remember that. That he said with Kissinger and said, fine, we will give you oil and you can charge the whole world. You must remember the dollar. And that is how America had the hegemony and so forth. So that was a mistake. Allah forgive him. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, a great leader. But we all make mistakes, and during his time, his rule was from 64 to 75, if you know anything about Saudi history, then that's the time they introduced TV and all that there in the kingdom. So yes, you must remember this, that these people, yeah, that they tried their best, but Allah humiliated them. You see, for the Jutla, all Allah states, Duribat alayhimu zilla. You take a coin, it's stamped on it, you see. So upon the Jutla and the Jew is zillat, disgrace, humiliation stamped on it. And all these Jews, whether it's in Israel or anywhere else, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُوهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Whether it is Hamas, whether it is Hitler, whether it's anybody else, so remember that Muslim, non-Muslim will continuously punish the Jutlas. Chapter 7, verse 167, Algeria stood up and said, we demand an emergency meeting today in United Nations. So what will happen? International condemnation of Israel. They will just laugh it away. And if there is any resolution, then Big Brother Uncle Sam will veto it. So our enemies are America. Our enemies are Israel. Our enemies are India. Our enemies are Britain. Our enemies are Germany. So these are the main characters. So remember that you must have your own iman and say, me, I don't want to do business with you guys. We're going to boycott you. We're going to hurt you where it hurts the most and so forth and so on. What did Trump say? He said, unfortunate incident. And he says that this should not have happened. But it's good they killed the Hamas and so forth. So you must remember, these are haramis. He's a pedophile. He's a rapist. And he is on so many crimes and so forth. So Murdoch, you know, the Murdoch empire of newspapers and that, he hands over to his eldest son and so forth. Not that he's our friend, he's our enemy as well. So Trump and Epstein, both pedophiles. And now, with all the stories coming out, Wall Street Journal, and the Democrats and so forth. So for us, the Democrats, Republicans, both our enemies, whether it is Trump or Biden or Clinton or whoever. In Nepal, the Prime Minister resigns, big problems there. The Supreme Court burned, the Prime Minister's house burned, and certain parts of the Parliament also burned there in Kathmandu. So you must remember, big problems there. 14 governments, it changed in 17 years there in Nepal, if you want to know their history. There in France, you know, Macron is the president, but now you must remember the new prime minister came, Sebastian. How long he will last? The last guy lasted 9 months and then he had to get out. So they also have big, big problems there. So now the speaker of the Knesset, listen to this here. The speaker of the Knesset there in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, says, what we did in Doha in Qatar is a lesson to everybody in the Middle East. We can strike you whenever we want to, and nobody can stop us. You see that? So that is their arrogance, their pharaonic mentality. But soon they will fall. And remember, who will be the cause of their decline? Hamas, inshallah. So you are a bunch of idiots. Quran tells you the Jews are a bunch of donkeys and idiots. You must remember that. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. That is because you are a nation who got no brains and no intelligence. The people might think you got brains, but Allah says you're worse than donkeys and swines and pigs and so forth. Wow. If you had to kill the mud and matter, our leadership there in Qatar, in Doha, so what have you done? You have just now antagonized the Palestinians and the true Muslims even more. More people will join Hamas and so forth. We saw what apartheid did to our parents. We saw what apartheid did, you must remember, to our grandparents and so forth, and how they insulted them. These words, they still ring in my ears, by the Burki coming with his gun. If you don't know the word Burki, it means a white man. So he came to our house, to our shop. They say, you pack up and get out from here. You must go to the Indian township. So when I saw all this, I was a young boy. For me, I thought it's very nice. We're getting a new house and a new shop. But when you start realizing what they're really doing, so that's what these Jutlas and them. You are now bringing more members into the fold of Hamas and so forth, whether it is within Palestine or outside there. Bunch of donkeys you are. See, all these organizations, the ICJ, the ICC, is meant, you must remember, there to catch the Muslims or the Africans or the non-whites and so forth. So the ICJ investigating Mr. Joe of the Lord's Army there in Uganda and so forth. When you're going to start investigating, you must remember them, whether it be Trump or whether it be him, you understood? Netanyahu, the war criminal, or Smotrich, or Ben-Gvir, and all these haramis, 100% murderers, mass murderers, and remember, 100% terrorists, a genocide unfolding, first time in the history of the world, and it's being live streamed and so forth. So two haramis, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, are now prohibited, you must remember, from entering Spain and many other countries. Majority European countries say, we don't want these haramis. Netherlands say, no more place for the people of Ukraine. Yeah, too much we have given them, they say. And you must remember that Trump is scoring own goal. He's got no intelligence, that person. You know, he's a donkey, you must remember that. So they're deporting factory workers from the United States, but these are the people who are boosting the economy. So therefore, in our lifetime, America, Israel, and this Arab temple dictators all will fall. Ajilan ghayra ajil. Very, very soon, inshallah. Oh people, you, what are you doing about your children? So there's a study in human beings. So they say, first time now, obese children have overtaken those who are malnourished, because we sit on our laurels and we think of hadi and just eat and drink all the things that got sugar, all the things that are harmful. You must remember, and you see our youngsters today, majority of them good for nothing. I'm 70 years old, but maybe I can run faster than them. Because why whole day they busy with the cell phone, the health phone, and they are busy with their laptop sending emails to the females, and they can't do no exercise, nothing. Your own children, look at them. The majority of them good for nothing. They can't even walk properly. They sit on a chair in a masjid, in a mosque, and so forth. So let's come to South Africa. More than 400 deaths in the prison, and it's unknown. So what the hell are you guys doing there, you ANC and others? Cyril says, Ramaphosa, we will not be bullied by the US. MK Party, I like him. Whether you like, don't like, is your business. President Zuma of the MK Party lodges an official complaint against Cyril and against Steenhuisen. He says they went to the White House. In the Oval Office, they were speaking to Trump. And they insulted us, the MK Party and EFF. That Steenhuisen said, that's why we joined in the government of national unity and kept them out. He had no rights to say that. Who the hell is he? So remember, they reported them to the Ethics Committee. Well done, I agree with you on that. If you know America, they have one company there. I wasn't impressed at all when I went to their stores, you understand, in different places. I went to 2-3, but I wasn't impressed. But they come into South Africa, Walmart, you see, that is coming to South Africa. I just want to tell you one story quickly of Mona Akudi's wife who passed away. Allah grant her Apa Firoza, Jannat al-Firdaus. He sent a message to me and said, I was married to my Apa for 46 years. And for 20 years, the last 20 years, whenever she cooked, she used to make wudu, ablution, and then start the cooking and so forth. Is that not a lesson for you, my sister, my daughter? So think about that. Then there will be Nuraniyat, there will be Barakah, there will be love, and a lot of other things will come. Allah grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus. Today, inshallah, will be Mufti Hassan with Mona Zaid, 8:30 to 9. And inshallah, 11 to 12, bliss of marriage. And thereafter, tafsir, 1 to 2. And Wednesday afternoon, du'as accepted, make du'a, Allah ta'ala decimate and destroy America, Israel, and all these haramis put together. Ameen. Jima Salim, we have 9-10 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Okay, sir, please explain how to read Salatul Awwabin. Is the 2 rakats of the Sunnah included? Topic of debate amongst the Ta'lim sisters. If you can answer, it will really be appreciated.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The hadith of Awwabin is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. If you read 6 rakat salat after Maghrib, then remember you will receive the reward of 12 years ibadat. From a hadith perspective, the hadith is very weak. But in Fada'il, we say tikjay is acceptable and so forth. So we read Alhamdulillah. So the 2 rakat sunnat muqaddah is included in the 6. You see, why you must argue, you ladies? You know very little, but you want to argue and so forth. So you must remember that you read 2 rakat, the sunnah, the muqaddah, then another two, finished, it's done then. But if you got qadha salat from the time you became baligh and so forth, then rather read more qadha salat than reading the nafil and voluntary salat.
Mufti Sahib, if a woman is in a state of haiz, can she enter the Al-Aqsa compound?
Totally haram for a lady in menses to enter any masjid, not permissible. Your biggest dalil and proof and evidence is, we can document everything of Hajjatul Wida. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Medina Munawwara on the Saturday, the 25th of Zulqadah, the 10th year of the Hijrah, and entered on the 4th of Zulhijjah, the 10th year of the Hijrah, and it was a Sunday, remember that. And you see, before entering, so Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, they at Zul Hulayfa, the Miqat, the boundary, nowadays called Bir Ali, Abar Ali. So there she made intention of Umrah only, performing Tamattu Hajj. That was her intention. When she came to the place called Sarif, so there where Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried currently, obviously. So you must remember her menses started. Now remember that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba are going from Makkah to Mina. Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm in my menses. And what do I do now? So the Master alayhi salam told her, Faskhul Umrah ilal Hajj, cancel your Umrah intention and perform Ifrad Hajj. So why Siddiqa Aisha Siddiqa could not enter the Masjidul Haram or any masjid for that matter? Because of her menses. So therefore, for you, my sister, you went to Palestine. I'm very happy. Yesterday I had guests. I told them, you went Makkah, you went Medina, you went here, and then now you must go Aqsa. So remember, that is what we must encourage everybody. Show our solidarity with the Palestinians, so that the whole 35 acres, remember, where the big, big walls are. So all that is part of Aqsa al-Mubarak, and you in menses, for you to enter, that is haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, if someone comes to Jeddah from Makkah after they finish making Umrah for visiting, do they have to put on ihram again and make another Umrah when they go back to Makkah?
Understand what the question is. This person went from South Africa, from Hong Kong, America, Europe, ever, and he or she performed their Umrah already. Then they said, let us go to Jeddah. Our people, they love Jeddah for shopping and sightseeing and what have you. So now when you go to Jeddah, now you're going to return to Makkah, right? After you went in the morning, now in the evening, night time, you're going to go back. Must you fasten ihram? No, you don't have to fasten ihram, and according to any of the schools. So that proves my point all the time. That, remember, you cannot fasten ihram when you come from South Africa, Africa, Europe, and America, and so forth. In Jeddah, Sir Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah's fatwa is very good on this issue. He says, sawa'an bil barri, or bil bahri, or bil jaw. Whether you come by plane, or whether you come by ship, or whether you come by road, you cannot be fastening your ihram in Jeddah. And the biggest dalil and evidence is this. All the airlines we used to fly with in those days, we're going for Umrah and Hajj, whether it was Emirates, whether it was, you must remember, Air Egypt, or whether it was an Ethiopian airline or what. They would tell you that time we are passing the miqat and the boundary. So what bigger proof you want? So that proves the point that when you're coming from outside, you cannot fasten ihram in Jeddah. So therefore, when you come from Makkah to Jeddah and go back, you don't have to fasten ihram.
Mufti Sahib, I want to ask, is mehendi designs on hands permissible for women?
One day Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lady gave something to the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind the hijab, behind the parda, you know, behind the veil curtain. So the master alayhi wa sallam said, ayyadu rajulin aw imra'a, is this the hand of a male or female? Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that you must apply henna, put that mehendi on your hand and so forth. So yes, whether you make design or you leave it plain and so forth and so on, that's your prerogative and choice, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So yes, for ladies, whether you're single, whether you're married, you make that plain or design, that's your choice, it's all permissible, no problem.
Mufti Sahib, is the voice of a woman aura, and is it permissible to listen to a woman reciting qiraat?
Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, passed away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi performed the Salatul Janazah. And in 77 Shawwal, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri passed away, and Dr. Abdul Hay Rahimahullah performed his Janazah also. Hazrat bin Nuri and Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah. So let's carry on. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib wrote a book, Ahkamul Quran. And remember, Hazrat Thanvi gave this here to them, to his main murids and khulafa, and who were muftis and big mashayikh. Write this book in Arabic, and every one of you got a certain section. So his was chapter 5, that fifth part. That is, you must remember, I have it by me. And it's called Ahkamul Quran. So there is written boldly, Sautul Mar'a Laysa Bi Aura. So the voice of a woman is not aura. Remember, if it is aura, then how come Mother Aisha was teaching the men and all that, teaching Sahaba, teaching the Tabi'een and so forth and so on. Quran Kareem under the verse, chapter 33, verse 32, teaches us, فَلَا تَخْضَعَنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ وَقُلْنَ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Speak in a firm manner. that people who got disease and nifaq and hypocrisy in their hearts, they must not start getting ideas and so forth. So therefore, today you see the women in the airline and you see them other places, they are trained to smile with you and to treat you like that, you see. So you get caught up, people get caught up. So this is how they reduce the women and they use them as garments and advertising things and so forth and so forth. Use them as a sex object and so forth. So now you want to hear the qiraat of the lady and she's going to tune it up, you see. Is that permissible? Definitely not permissible. But if I phone you and you are somewhere in your study and your wife picks up and I speak to her and she speaks to me, what you going to say is sinful? Obviously it's not sinful. So we must understand what Islam is teaching and not just get carried away by emotions or our Indian Islam that came from Kolhapur and Dabelpur and Palanpur and all that. You must understand what is Quran Sharif and Sunnah and the teaching of the Fuqaha. Ameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.